This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he welcomes a security dialogue with the West, as his military reported pulling back some of its troops near Ukraine. But U.S. President Joe Biden said the U.S. had not verified Russia's claim and that an invasion is still a distinct possibility. Putin said Tuesday that he does not want war and would rely on negotiations as he presses his demand for the West to halt Ukraine's bid to join NATO. At the same time, he did not commit to a full pullback of troops, saying Russia's next moves in the standoff will depend on how the situation evolves. U.S. intelligence officials on Tuesday accused a conservative financial news website with a significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda, and alleged five media outlets targeting Ukrainians have taken direction from Russian spies. The official said Zero Hedge, which has 1.2 million Twitter followers, published articles created by Moscow-controlled media that were then shared by outlets and people unaware of their nexus to Russia's intelligence. The officials did not say whether they thought Zero Hedge knew of any links to spy agencies and did not allege direct links between the website and Russia. Zero Hedge has denied the claims and said it tries to publish a wide spectrum of views that cover both sides of a given story. In a response posted online Tuesday morning, the website said that it has never worked, collaborated, or cooperated with Russia, nor are there any links to spy agencies. Again, U.S. intelligence officials accused the conservative financial news website with significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda, and alleged five media outlets targeting Ukrainians have taken direction from Russian spies. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Committee investigating the Capitol insurrection has subpoenaed six more people, including former Trump campaign members and state lawmakers. The panel is further expanding its review into efforts to falsely declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 election in several swing states. It is seeking testimony and records from individuals who the panel says had knowledge of or participated in efforts to send false alternate electors from seven of the states that U.S. President Joe Biden rightfully won. Those subpoenaed include Michael Roman and Gary Michael Brown, who served as directors for Trump's 2020 reelection campaign. Police arrested the former Honduran president Juan Orlando Hernandez at his home Tuesday, following a request by the United States government for his extradition on drug trafficking and weapons charges. The arrest came less than 3 weeks after Hernandez left office and followed years of allegations by U.S. prosecutors of his alleged links to drug traffickers. Hernandez exited his home flanked by police, shackled at the wrist and ankles and wearing a bulletproof jacket. He got into a police vehicle and was driven away. A police helicopter waiting nearby took flight and appeared to be escorting the caravan. The Supreme Court of Justice designated a judge Tuesday morning to handle the case, and hours later, the judge signed an order for Hernandez's arrest. And according to a court spokesman, the security ministry, which had Hernandez's home surrounded since Monday evening, moved quickly to take him into custody. A new trial against Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has opened at the penal colony where he already serving a prison term. Navalny is charged with fraud and contempt of court in a trial that opened on Tuesday. His allies denounced the case as an effort to keep the politician behind bars for as long as possible and extend a year-long crackdown on Russia's most ardent Kremlin critic, his allies, and other dissenting voices. Public access to the proceedings was limited. Navalny appeared in the makeshift courtroom wearing a prison uniform. He said the people who ordered the trial were scared of what he might say. Britain's Prince Andrew accused in a lawsuit of sexually abusing a 17-year-old girl supplied to him by financier Jeffrey Epstein has agreed to settle by making a substantial donation to his accuser's charity and declaring he never meant to malign her character. That's according to a court document Tuesday. The deal avoids a trial that would have brought further embarrassment to the monarchy. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.